ladies. Welcome to week 5 of the training. By this time, you should have at least 10 to 15 blog posts ready to push out and launch. If you don't, I suggest you continue with creating these blog posts before you move on to this module. If you feel like you can't produce 10, maybe 5 would do. However, 10 would be the optimal amount in order to do some of the exercises that I'm going to require you to do. If you're having struggle coming up with ideals or problems coming up with ideals, be sure to utilize the ebook in the previous module. And we can also talk about some of these struggles during our one-to-one session. So if you're ready, let's dive right into week 5. The first thing I'm going to have you guys do is learn HTML. Open the HTML guide and follow the instructions within that workbook. Then you're going to learn about email marketing. Email marketing is key because that's where you're going to harbor a lot of your potential subscribers. Those potential subscribers convert into potential paying customers. I'm going to touch on some lead magnet ideals because all of you have different niches. So these lead magnet ideals will be ideals that will convert well for your niche. If you're having trouble figuring out what ideals work well, bring them up to me or shoot me an email. Then we're going to dive into lead pages. Lead pages are landing pages that visitors will land on that tell them to opt into something. Before you have a lead page, you have to make sure that you establish a lead magnet. Then we're going to talk about getting sponsorships and ambassadorships. This is key in earning money on your blog, and everyone's going to have a different network of ambassadorships and sponsorships that they can dive into, so we can work one-to-one on finding the perfect fit for you. I also included a sponsorship tracker. This tracker will be useful when you start working with multiple sponsors. Then we're going to get right into an email template that talks about getting brands to pay for you. Sometimes brands will try to take advantage of you and tell you that they don't have a budget for what you're trying to propose. In this event, I have a template that you can follow that will outline how to let brands down easily, because you don't want to take on a brand that's not going to pay you your worth. You have to know your worth, ladies. Then we're going to dive into having a media kit. Your media kit is very useful when you're writing sponsorship letters. I've attached a media kit template courtesy of Kate so that you can use that in order to generate your own media kit outline. If you're comfortable creating your own media kit, you can do so on Canva or any other art program that you're familiar with, but I have the template there because you can upload them and edit them within your Google Drive. When you are finished with your template, please save it as a PDF because you don't want to send these templates as Google Slides. It's not professional. Then I've added a treat in there for you guys. Some of you guys might not own a professional camera, but most of you have an iPhone or a cell phone. So I show you how to take nice flat lay photos and self-portraits really quickly on your iPhone. And that's pretty much it for this module, guys. Be sure to go through every single point in order to be successful in this part of your journey. I'm here if you need me. Bye.